for that he may speak your words to us this morning. Bless him, Lord, that he may be joyful that he may and can do this. It is always good for your words to hear your words, Lord. Amen. It is good to be here, and it is special to hear all the worship songs. Oh, Dan has gone to Ecuador with family of, and it is an intercultural story. He had a wedding there with bridesmaids, and it was a good wedding with all which belongs to that. We started later than was the planning, but so it is going there. And he was very stressed. We had all the time. It was a beautiful feast and a good witness for the world and for the community and church. The father is a preacher in the church. It was very special. A man of God, and he preached the word with his very power, very strength. And he is Walden and Annemiek. And yesterday, the family came back. There is also Pete and Marijke here on this wedding. It was good. It was a long journey that Pete and Marijke had. They were in South America by their children. So, okay. Another son of Pete and Marijke. And I am also there with our son. Okay, that was the wedding of our family in Bolivia. And today, Pieter Marijke is there in Casa de Esperanza. And it was very good there. They will meet there, many people. And Casa de Esperanza, is 30 years jubilee. It was very special to be in South America again. Special time. This morning I will take you and Kik says, ask me, what will you preach? But I didn't know it yet, and I wrote him. Maybe it is a sermon about the making of the balance again and finding of the balance again after the holidays. In repentance of rest is your salvation, and in your My strength is in you, trust. Isaiah the 30 is that. But I get another app, another, and he has listened to my sermon the last Sunday. And the last Sunday it was here, the sermon here was finding rest and find God. So that was a beginning for me to hear the sermon that was preached here last Sunday. So I will also see who has listened to the preached last morning, last day, Sunday. You can look to this preached on the television, on the streaming. It touched me to take time with God and find His rest. Arjan, it was Arjan de Bo. Walking with God, he said, God is always in rest and you can walk in rest with Him. And he asked, why are we so must work and stressed, etc.? That is not necessary, because we'll give you rest. So it was a special sermon. It was good and gave my a more rest and place, and time and place. And this morning I will take the time, and together we will take the time this morning. And what touched me from this word from Arjan, and Jesus went back and came again. He went back to God and came to the people again. It was a movement that we also should do, to go to God, back to Him, and come back to the people. What do you want me to do, Lord? How can I be obedient to you and follow you? And then to go to the people with my steps, not too far, then I fall down, but I need the leading of God. And I might go into the world. Also, in the folk, in the people of Israel, we see that the Sabbath was the day, the last of the earth, of the first day. It is the first day of the week to take, to go back, to think about it, to have meditation, and to be freed from all the stress and the things we have to do. And so I came to the second letter of Peter. The second letter of Peter, is it a real letter from Peter? A letter from God? Well, Peter was a simple fisherman. He didn't speak and was not educated on a university, as other people maybe. And this fisherman wrote these letters, two letters. It is a letter that he sent around to the churches in that time. And the second time is about, it is a warning to people who are not on the way of God, but that we may find the way of God. Where are you on this moment? How is your life? and he will give us a new word to hear the mercy of God, the mercy where we have not worked for. We do not earn it, but we cannot fill more in and up with this mercy of God. It is enough, and it is. And Luther has a little bit problems with these letters. These letters are to warn us to give us a positive thing in our life, but we cannot trust on our works, but we can trust on the mercy of God. That is special. Mercy have to work out something in our lives. Mercy must bring fruit of good works in our lives. If mercy has no effect, if we not work for it, for the mercy, then we are without fruit. That is Peter saying this. In the evangelical churches, we will talk about the mercy, but Peter says, give some addition. I will give some to it. What may I let go something? I must hold fast. I must go. I must do something with this mercy. Matthew 24, there were slaves who got talents and they had money. One got one talent and he didn't do nothing with this. He did not do something with it. And who was he got? I was a lazy man. He was lazy. And I think I will not be lazy for God, not called a lazy man. I will read with you 2 Peter, the first 2 Peter 1, the first 12 verses. And in the church, in its last days, I was, and everybody took his telephone to read about the Bible. But maybe you have it on a phone, so you can get your Bible or your telephone to read the Word of God. 2 Peter 1, verse 1 to 13. From Peter, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. He was a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Not apostle and servant, but first servant, a slave, a doulos. I am a slave. And he knows it, that he is a slave and need the mercy of God. But he calls himself a servant, a slave, and an apostle of Jesus Christ. And that is the same level where we are on. We are also servants and apostles. I am a slave, a servant from Jesus Christ. To those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and Jesus our God and Lord. This divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. It is costly. It is what we need for life and goodness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. There are through these as we have given us a very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Verse 5, for this reason make every effort to add to your faith, make every effort to add to your faith, Jesus writes us, in the light of the first verses. And then we read, with goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is short-sighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from the past, from his past sins. Verse 10, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. It is something that will be worked out in your life. You will never fall. And that is good. Peter will that we have perseverance. And God will welcome you in his eternal kingdom. So I will always remind you of these things, even to you know them and are firmly established in the truth you know have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body. I will refresh your memory always to build up, have perseverance. This is a man, he is near the dead, he is an old man. And then these words will be of importance. Peter says he had a hard life. He first tells that I will remind you of these things, and I will refresh your memory as long as I live. Every time we have also to do it to each other. Mostly we want to know new things and to hear new things, some original, something fresh. But I will said, Petrus, I will refresh your memory. Go back to the basic. Look in your mirror. Where are you on this moment? You, my child of God. keep Jesus Christ in your face, in your mind, in your eyes, in your thoughts. Of course, somebody said it to me, of course I do that, I am a leader of a church, but look to Jesus. You can do everything with beautiful things and activities. How can I do something for the people and bring them to Jesus and hold them in the church and make good music? And we can lose our look to Jesus. Jesus, Paulus will also say the same thing. He says the same to Timotheus. Keep the things you got. And many times we think back in our memory, also when we take the meal of the Lord. Knowledge. We have heard of knowledge here in this part of the Bible. Knowledge of our relation with God. That is important. That we have the knowledge of our relation with God. To know God, to know Jesus in a relation. I will look what we read. In verse 5, there are 7 points. People ask us, what have you added to your faith? So that you have a rich faith. Make every effort to add to your faith something. And he gives us 7 things. Peter is looking for growth in our life. He wants to see growth. I have also the longing that I will grow in my faith. I read a book, Holiness was the name. And there was a list in this book, and I used these lists to see where I am. And I must say, I was not so happy. Oh man, there are so many things I have not in my life. And I lost my courage. Have I growth in my life? Am I growing in the faith? And I was not happy. And also in South America where I was, and I thought, Lord, I know the names here, I know the environment, I know the everything here. Lord, I went down in the rounds and round, went a little bit down, I am nothing. And so I went down and down. And I know that on a morning, Lord, maybe I stop with my preachings, stop with my leadership, and I got the same day an app for Natanya here, and this is as I was willing to come on 28th of August to be here in this church, and here I am. And I thought, oh Lord, what must I speak about? But okay, I am doing it in my lost, that I feel lost sometimes. But this list is also for me. The question is, see, I grows in my face. growing in my faith. That is an abstract thing, but Peter made it practical here. The first thing is goodness. Goodness. What is this goodness? And it is in Dutch, it is an old-fashioned word. Somebody? Good things. Goodness. Deugd, we call it goodness. And in Dutch there are different words that are old-fashioned. So I cannot translate it good in English, but there's something, yeah, you need to be a good man. Be a good man. Do your best to be kindly and honest. Be an honest people. Are you good? Yes, of course. I can't say it, but I think I am a good man. But how do you look to yourself? Are you a good man? Also in your business? Are you earnest? Sometimes to be earnest is difficult because we are afraid for also for my status, or am I an earnest man? People are am I an earnest human being through my walk with Jesus? The second one is knowledge. Am I growing in knowledge in my faith? In relationship, have I a deeper relation with God? Is there knowledge, a good, deep knowledge in my heart from God? Or is it going on normally? I'm going to the church, I go to the Bible study, and a barbecue, I walk with people, but what did it do? Here in your heart, not only in your head, but in your heart. What did it do here? Knowledge in your heart. Always a knowledge in you from God. Do you have you been closer with God? More close with Him in your knowledge. And the third thing is self-control. We know what it is, self-control. It has to do with your choices. How do you make your choices? Not to do what you want, everything, but it has to do, I won't follow Jesus. And that need a choose to that I make a choice for Him. I will not do it by nature. Self-control is also to go back and to come again. That I choose to go back to God and ask Him, what want you to do? What want you me to do? And what can I do, Lord? And then came back with the answer of God to the people. I have a small, room in my house with a door. And yesterday I was the whole day there in a small room. And it was very good. And I needed rest in my small room. For me, I need it. Maybe for you it is something different, but a place to go back to God, self-control. I will grow in it, that God gives me this to, in my movements, in to live in the movement of Jesus. The next one is perseverance. And when you look in a dictionary, it is something that you will go in every day in to do the same thing and to keep it fast to the end until the goal. Perseverance is an issue, very important. What did I do when it went not so good? The wind was against me. Where are we going? Are we looking for a self-help book, or to go to my friends, or what makes me that I can have perseverance, that I can stand? Are you growing in that, in to be in the way of God? There are many things to lead us to other sides, websites, etc. And then the next one is to godliness. Godliness, that you are looking as God, and that you have the power of Him, and you are respectful because God is respectful. I will grow in that, Lord, in my respect for You, and to be full of faith. Is Jesus growing in me? Have I a good impact, an impression of good is for who He is in this world, in my family, in my life, in my work? I give room to God, but have I really respect and for Him, for what He did? If you hear what is going on in the world, Lord, where are we going? And Lord, where are You? Where are You? But God is much greater. And we live in a falling world, in a world that is fallen. We are guilty to all what is in the world. We did it. But are you growing in respect in who God is? And the last thing is, the next thing is, brotherly kindness. You are a member of the shared, of a community. You are brothers and sisters. And our own being, our human being, is something else. But Peter says here to love each other, brotherly kindness. That means this. Add love to your love, to your family, to your life, to your church. Brotherly kindness. How is it the last period, the last days, the last weeks? We had a difficult time in our church in Emmeloord, and I am not ready with this. I have to forgive people, etc. But when I see some people who did something to me, and I realize then that I am not ready with it, and I can say I have forgiven them all, and I have forgiveness in my heart. But is it so? I need time for recovering. Love for God, people, brotherly kindness. may learn to love each other. We must learn. And that's the last one, love for everybody. Love for all the people. Philadelphia. That is not a town, but it's brotherly love, sisterly love, love for everybody. That is agape in Greek. In a family, you have reasons to love each other. We love each other, but as brothers and sisters in a family, but the people in the world, that's something else. We praise for Putin. Putin. Do you praise for Putin? I don't see any hands now. And that is the world we live in. Do you pray for Kim Jong-un? We need more than we can say, but where is our love for the people in this world, who reign the world? It is easy when you are extrovert and open, but Jesus says we have to live and to work on it. Love for every person. Every person. For your neighbor. For people who live in your surroundings where you live. You need not to arm him, but you must see him in the perspective of God, a human being made by God, your neighbor. Then it's my responsibility, and God calls me for that. I must be responding and I must be obedient to go to that man and to tell him my love for him. Also, when I have said that thoughts, that are not the same, do you dare that? Will you work on it? Will you add it to your life? But outside, here it is easy maybe, but outside, there are people with other norms and other values. In verse 3, that it starts with His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. Peter said this. Okay, success and 7 points. No. After all words, we can evaluate, and when you have good, when you did it good, you get a prize. No. He said, everything has given us. His divine power has given us. We can do it. We must trust Him. He did it. That is it. It is not, okay, here it is, you have to do this and success. No. God has given it this from His divine power. What is need to have a godliness life? He gave us everything. Everything. Because I have to say it to myself also, because I think as a slave, but I may think as a real child of God. I got the right to be a child of God. I got the right. As I believe in Jesus, I got the right to be a child of God, says John. And Peter says it also. And he said, here is the word, teach it, speak it, there you have to be. Not a word from somebody else. First, here in the Bible says it, God have given you all the divine power and all the love and all the faith. We are not people without parents, but He is our parent. He has given us the Holy Spirit, the godly power in us. The Holy Spirit we have got, we have received this dynamis, this power. In my life it is only a small power, a little bit, but God's power, I may say to me, God's power lives in me by the Holy Spirit. That is what you says in your word, and I will grow in it. And verse 8 says, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, if you these qualities in increasing measure possess, they will keep you from being inactive and unprepared. No, they will give you the knowledge, products, you will give you fruit. The mercy will work out something in our life, works of your work, yeah, even fruits of your work, He will work it out, and you will have fruit, bear fruit. And read it again when you are home. And read it with your thinkings, with the divine mercy and divine power. And not saying to yourself, I did it wrong. No, God have given you divine power. And you can be yourself in this power of God. You can be yourself, but you may not stay yourself, but you may grow in the faith. And let we encourage each other in that, and give each other the memory, to refresh our memory, as long as I live. That is what Peter says. That is what the will of God. Refresh our memory as long as we live. It is I have an example. We know the law of that the weight is. When I sprang down, I fell down. Why? Why? No. I cannot fly. Why not? The aerodynamic makes that I can fly with an aeroplane. Aerodynamic is also a law of God. And a big airplane for many, many kilograms. But it flies in. It needs to drive, to go. It has motors to get this power. They get so many powers and get them forth, and then there comes an air power, and it can fly. It can fly like an eagle. If an eagle has he feels the power of the air, he can go without using his wings, and the air will bear his an eagle, but also an aeroplane. and the law of the power of the weight is there, but we need the aerodynamic power, and that will give us when there is not enough aerodynamic power, then we fell down. And that is my example. We need this power, this aerodynamic power of God to fly in the wind, to grow and to go forth. And the Holy Spirit is there always to fill us. And that is not once, it is always there. The power of the Holy Spirit is always there to bear us and to fill us and to lift us up, just like the aeroplane. And but the fuel in an aeroplane can be to an end, but the power and the power of God is always there, the Holy Spirit. He will bear us with His power always. I will end with one Colossians 1. Colossians 1. I will read there. Colossians. Therefore we pray for you from the day that we heard from you, from your love. We have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and the love you have for all the priests, that you will have the power and the insight that God gives you. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. We do it not alone. The Parakletos, the Holy Spirit, is in us. As Peter said, have power, have the mercy that it is to have, then you will live. Then you will live so that the God have joy in you because of the goodness of God, the knowledge of God, and you will get power to have perseverance. The gospel is bearing fruit and growing in you, just as it has been doing among us since the day you heard it and understood God's grace. And I pray for you that you will grow in faith here in your church. And Peter, Peter 3 verse 18, but growth in the grace and the knowledge of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in the grace, grow in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory. Grow in the grace, that it has been given to you, but also in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you may grow in that. To Him be the glory. Amen. Mm-hmm.